Hi and welcome. Thank you for joining me today for this short discussion. Today I want to ask you, what is the most important question you've ever been asked? What's the most important question you've ever been asked? And I'm sure during your lifetime you've been asked some, quite big questions. It could be connected to a job offer. Would you like this job? It could be even something like a marriage proposal. These are big questions and take big answers. And you might have seen in the news recently, there's a guy called Andrew Townsley who was on the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And he was asked a really big question. It was the jackpot question for £1 million. He got all through the rounds, 14 rounds. And on his final question, he was asked a question about motorsport. And unfortunately for him, he didn't quite know the answer. Well, he did, but he wasn't sort of 100% sure. And fortunate for him, he still managed to walk away with £500,000, which isn't bad for a day's work. But I think if you asked him today what was the most important question he was ever asked, it's probably that question. And maybe might be a little bit of him kicking himself if he didn't go for it and give him the answer. But anyway, I want to talk to you about what I think. Well, personally for me, and I think for everyone, the most important question they need to answer. And it's connected to a piece in the Bible in Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 29. And this passage, basically, Jesus was with his disciples. And if you know much about Jesus, you know, would have read in the Gospels that he was doing his ministry and huge crowds of people were following him, just curious of who he was. Who was this man? He was healing people. He was talking really with such deep wisdom. He was showing such deep kindness and love, and he was talking prophetically. Who was this man? And I think it would have generated so many different variants of opinions. There would have been people who was just sold out for who this guy was, Jesus. There would have been people who have been curious and thinking, well, who is this guy? And they've just been watching at the wings, sort of forming their own opinion. And the Bible says thousands and thousands and thousands of people were following Jesus wherever he went. And some of those would have just been watching, like hearing from their friends and the neighbours, this man is, you need to come and see him. There would have been a few people who were really sceptical and maybe you thought, well, trying to catch Jesus out, maybe he's a con artist, maybe he's he's doing it for his own gain. So I think in the midst of these multitudes, thousands of people, if you've ever imagined being to a football match or a concert where there's thousands of people, just picture that number of people following Jesus, cramming. Some people even got on trees to see what was going on. And later on, Jesus was with his disciples and he asked them this question, who do these people say I am? And the disciples replied, some say they think you're John the Baptist. Some say they think you're Elijah. Another said they think you're just some sort of prophet. And then Jesus turned to disciples, and bear in mind, Jesus' disciples had given up everything and followed him around, and they'd seen him and got close to him. And Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter answered quickly and confidently and says, you are the Messiah. You are the Christ. Peter recognized who Jesus was. And the question I have for you and for myself is, who do you say Jesus is today? I think that's the most important question. You may have already been asked that question or never even heard of it or even reflected on it. But I think that's the most important question you'll ever be asked, because the answer to it will have a major, major impact on your life and beyond it. And the parallel of Jesus' day and today, this we're in 2020, there's quite a lot of parallels really. Jesus had huge followings, as I said. In today's speech, it would have been almost viral, but people have been talking about him and following him, and it would have been in the newspapers, if it was today, in the 24-hour news media, they would have been following around. And that's not too different from today. There's churches and there's hundreds and thousands and millions of people around this world would have heard about Jesus in some form and shaped an opinion of who Jesus is. And I want to sort of unpick that a little bit, just very briefly. and what that might help shape your answer today. Some people may just be like those people in the crowd who are just watching curiosity and just sort of haven't quite formed an opinion, but were just curious, why are these people following Jesus? Who is this man? That could be you today. You might just be thinking, I've heard about Jesus, but I'm not quite sure who he is. And you're just sort of pondering of it. You might be like some of those skeptical people. There was actually religious people at the time who just didn't, they weren't just skeptical. They hated Jesus. They actually went to, as far as killing him. And so they might, you might be have a sort of real adverse view of who Jesus is and the church. And maybe that's because of, that might be born from experiences you may have had. But you may have a sort of a negative view of Jesus. You may just sort of see Jesus as a seasonal name, seasonal person. Every Christmas, you may dust out your tree and there may be a little decorative figure, a little baby, which you put near your tree. At Easter, you may sort of dust up your sort of decorations again and put out some Easter sort of scenes, which may be with Jesus on your, some cards you may receive. And I think also some people turn to Jesus when it might be your, you know, your fourth emergency service. When something's going really wrong, you may actually then start to think, oh, maybe I should pray to God and have some help. It may just be a curse word you use day in, day out, with just common casualty. If something, you whack your finger or you have an accident, you might just say the name of Jesus as a form of just venting your anger. And I just want to very briefly share with you that 20 years ago, I reached the point, it's literally 20 years this summer, where I reached the point where I wanted to ask that question in a bit more depth. I just finished university and had a great time at university, but I was getting to the point where thinking, what is my life all about? You know, I don't have one of these amazing stories where I was, you know, I had a really sort of rough life and I sort of turned my life around. I had a very just normal, straightforward life. I had loving parents. I had a fantastic education, great set of mates. My mum and dad weren't millionaires, but they had enough money to take us away on holiday and give us nice presents at Christmas, etc. So I had nice sisters, still do. You know, I had, on paper, my life was just really normal and good. But I still had this inner sort of lack of peace in my life. I kind of just was missing something. And I remember going to a church I was invited to. I'd never been there before in my life. And my parents were Christians and they went to church and they dragged me every so often. And as I got older, I used to make excuses and go and play football and tennis and sometimes nurse my head after a night out. So I was watching Jesus at the wings and I was just sort of going along with the flow. But I was invited to a different church. I'll never forget it. It was the day of Wimbledon final. I'm a keen tennis fan and I like to watch Wimbledon final, and Pistol Pete Sampras was playing and he was my hero. But I just felt drawn to go to this church. My friend invited me to go. And at the end of the service, the man who was talking just talked about Jesus in real simplicity and just described who he is. And he basically asked the question, do you want to know him more and do you want to accept him in your life? And before I knew it, my legs were just walking myself down the sort of the aisle of this church, and I went to the front and I just said, yes, I do. And I was like, what on earth am I doing? I just had this sudden urge to sort of say, yes, I actually want what I'm hearing. And never planned to do that. And to be honest, it was the best decision I ever made in my life. And I still, as a human being, have ups and downs. But I just want to just share one more verse on what my answer is. Who is Jesus today? And there's a Bible verse in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And I think really just sums up what my answer would be if Jesus asked me today who he was. And the Bible verse says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's three words there: hope, joy, and peace. You may have seen in this sort of coronavirus season we're going through, a lot of rainbows displayed on people's homes and cars, etc. And it's great. And the rainbow is a real picture of hope in the Bible and promise. And for me, when I discovered who Jesus was, my life was filled with hope. I knew that no matter what my life was going to go through, I had that hope that I had a Savior, I had a Heavenly Father, and I've got a future beyond this life on earth. I believe in an eternal life, and I believe that because I've accepted that I had sin in my life and I've sought forgiveness, that I have eternal life. And I know these are quite deep things you may be listening to, but that I just, it clicked in my mind. 20 years of hearing this, just something resonated in my heart. I said, this is truth and I believe it. And despite the ups and downs of life, and I know we all have that, I've discovered that knowing Jesus in my life, there is joy in my life, which isn't dictated on circumstances. It's not dictated on materials or those things of the earth. This joy can resonate no matter what circumstances we're going through. And also peace. I didn't have a lot of peace. I had a lot of sort of unrest, and I was trying to search that peace in all different forms of going out and stuff. But no, I just felt this deep peace, and it's really helped me over the last 20 years. You know, I have the times, like I'm sure you do, where you have lows and highs, but this inner peace that God's saying, I'm in control, and he helps me through it. And I want to just ask you, what is your answer to that question today? Who do you say Jesus is? And you may be a bit like those people who are just thinking, well, maybe is he made up? Is he really real? Was he just someone who lived on this earth? But I would like to encourage you to just maybe find out, spend some time and reach out to this church, reach out to a church nearby you, or do your own research. But most importantly, maybe pick up a Bible and start reading it and almost test God. God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. Pick out one of the Gospels, which is a great starting place. Pick out Mark or Luke or John. And these give a real insight of who Jesus is. And the other thing is, I want to say, if you might be a Christian and you might be saying to me, Mark, well, this is nothing new to me. I know all this. But I want you to just test yourself. What is the answer today? And are you living the answer? Because if you say, well, God is love to me, well, are you actually living and walking in God's love today? Are you walking in his peace? Do you know that you've got that purpose in your life? You might be saying, well, I know he's my creator. Well, are you living like his creation, knowing that you've got a creator who cares for you, that he actually designed you, which means he's given you purpose and intent? You might be saying, well, he's my savior. Well, are you walking free of guilt if he's your savior? Well, as Christians, we believe Jesus came and died, and he rose to life after 3 days. And that whole process was to cleanse us from sin and to give us an eternal life, to give us that confidence of eternity with him. So wherever you're in today, whatever place you're in terms of answering this question, I encourage you to reflect on it. And I hope you get to the same place where I did, recognizing who Jesus really was. There were some people who continued to follow Jesus and accepted him who he was. Sadly, there were people who decided they had enough and they wandered away. I hope and pray that you'll be like those who continue to follow Jesus, learn who he is, and benefit from that deep personal relationship because he loves you. So I just want to conclude in that verse again. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening, and I hope you stay safe and keep well during this time, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you.